Health Commissioner Dr. Nirav Shah has announced he's resigning, leaving the future of his much-anticipated health review of hydrofracking in New York in limbo. Salary issues were the reason for his departure. That's according to Governor Andrew Cuomo, as reported by the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle. Brad Gill, executive director of the Independent Oil and Gas Association of New York, says the news came as no surprise to him.
My opinion is that it's not going to change a whole lot as far as the timing of a decision by the governor here in New York. I don't think it either sets, resets the clock and creates more of a delay, nor do I think it's going to expedite anything.
Gill adds that while the organization has no official position on Shah's resignation, after 6 years of waiting, he's learned to be patient. He says the final decision will have to be a political one, regardless of any health report, but he doesn't expect one until after the November elections. John Armstrong, spokesman for the anti-fracking group Frack Action, says the resignation has no effect on their message.
For us, the main point to know is that the science on fracking is clear. Ultimately, we've seen this from science in all parts of the country, and from where fracking is already happening in the country, the fracking contaminates the water, it pollutes the air, it makes people sick, and the only reasonable conclusion to come to from the science is that fracking must be banned.
Armstrong says it's the job and responsibility of state government to protect the health of the water and the well-being of New Yorkers. Therefore, he says fracking must be banned.